Blog Talk Radio.
Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you, Jesus, for another marvelous, wonderful, beautiful day that the Lord has made, given to us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To glorify him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God, we appreciate you. We adore you. We glorify you. We thank you for all your great and mighty acts. There is none like thee, O Lord. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Father. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Praise you, Jesus. Bless God. We're looking for God to move in a miraculous way. As always, he keeps proving himself every day. We thank him for how he brought us through the storms and so many, glory to God, are going through, glory to God, in the lower parts of the Florida. But God is still moving, he's still proving, and he's still restoring, and he's still saving. So we believe in God that God will bless and keep them too as well, and thank him for blessing us and how we went through and how God blessed and brought all the destruction where it could have been horrific. But nobody but God. Thank God for the power of prayer with mixed with faith and obedience. Look at God and his mercy that endures forever. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My system decided to be a little bit slow, but nevertheless, God isn't. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, it may seem slow for some of us sometimes when we're waiting on things from him, but he always so faithful, and he always, glory to God, on time, even though it's not our timing, but he's on time every time for us. We just got to trust him. When we can't trace him and know, glory to God, no matter what, God, you are proving yourself every time, every day. Thank you for such love that you have for us. Praise the Lord. Amen. When I read out of the Jesus Calling Devotional Bible, it says, trust. Have no fear of bad news. I want your heart to be steadfast, trusting in me, in my unfailing love. Remember that my love for you is independent of your performance. So when you become anxious or fearful, I do not love you less. Having a steadfast heart is an excellent goal, and you are making some progress in this quest. I am like a proud parent watching his baby learn to walk, eager to see you take each step of trust, however small. No matter how unsteady you walk, I applaud each trust step as if you were an Olympic feat. When you stumble or fall, I'll give you time to pull yourself back up. However, if you lift your arms to me seeking my help, I cannot resist coming to your aid. Looking to me for help demonstrates genuine trust in me. It is easy to turn against yourself when you have failed, but this is not pleasing to me. Some of my children blame others or me for their failures. All of these responses are harmful and counterproductive. The sooner you turn toward me, the better. My tender love can soothe your wounded pride and help you learn from your mistakes. As you sit in ashes of failure looking up to me, you grow more humble. You realize that you need me continually to develop a steadfast heart. In my unfailing love, I will lead you. In my strength, I will guide you all the way of my holy dwelling. See also Psalms 7, Psalms 14, 8, Isaiah 61, 3 and Exodus 15:13. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Praise God. He is worthy of every praise. Bless the Lord. So we thank God for that reading coming out of Jesus Calling Bible. Praise the Lord. And as we thank the Lord for those that have already come on, praise the Lord, we give you a little bit of peace out of it and out of the word, and then we're going to go into our prayer. I am the Lord of peace, the only source of genuine peace. I give you this gift not sometimes separate from myself, but as a part of my core essence. As you open your heart and mind to me, my peace is present, readily available to you. However, this glorious gift is not something you can grab on the run. You need to take time to focus on me and enjoy my presence, putting everything else aside for a while. You live in the midst of intense spiritual battles, and my peace is an essential part of the armor. I provide for you to stay on your feet during combat. You need to wear sturdy warfare boots. The gospel of peace, the good news assures you that I love you and I am for you. I am on your side. Many of my followers forfeit peace because they view me as someone who is constantly scrutinizing their lives, peering at them through critical eyes. On the contrary, I gaze at you through eyes of perfect love. When you are feeling like a failure, talk to yourself and tell yourself the truth. My death on the cross covers all your sins. I love you regardless of how well or poorly you perform, simply because you are mine. Rejoice in the gospel of peace. It is yours to enjoy at all times and in every way. And know that God, the peace that God gives us, is not as the world gives, as Jesus said. And he said he will keep us in perfect peace when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on him. And the reference scripture is 2 Thessalonians 3:16, Ephesians 6:15, and Romans 8:31. Praise the Lord. He is worthy of the praise, the glory, and the honor. Praise God. Bless the Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We give you praise and honor for all that you do and done and will do in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Our scripture reading will be 2 Timothy 1:8-9. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Father, we honor you tonight and give you glory and praise. Another day you added into our life. Mercies renewed every morning for grace, for favor, for glory to God, the manifestation of your love in the midst of all the crisis, the situations, the highs, the lows, in the valley, on the mountaintop. God, we thank you, glory to God, that you see all, you know all, you're omnipotent, I'm not present. We thank you that we can call upon your name and have the confidence to know that you're going to answer. We come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing us in the name of Jesus. Oh, when we were in the muck and the miry clay, thank you, glory to God, that you reached down and brought us out. Ah, God, I thank you, Lord God, for the word that says, Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts I think to you. It also says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Thank you for it. In spite of all that goes on, as goes on, you still have a plan for it. You had it before the beginning of time. So no matter what the trial is, the tribulation, no matter, glory, what the attack, no matter what kind of weapons are formed, you got a plan already for to turn everything around for the good for those that love you and called according to your purpose. Glory to God. You have a plan, glory to God, when you said you'll make the crooked path straight. You have a plan when you said in the midst of the things that go on, glory to God, hallelujah, God, that you said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. God, I thank you for glory to God, including forgiveness, including mercy, including grace. Ah, God, and thank you, glory, in the plan you gave us a helper, a teacher, a lead, a guide, glory to God, the paraclete, Jesus Christ has sent, glory to God, the Holy Spirit. Thank you that the Father did so. God, we bless you so much, glory to God, for all that you do for us every day. Ah, help us to keep looking up to the hills with coming to our help without you, glory, we can do nothing. Through you, we can do all things. God, I thank you that you told us if we love you, we'll keep your commandments, because you said your commandments are not grievous. Ah, glory to God, only to the transgressor, teaching us more, glory to God, to take on your word and let your word transform us into your image in the name of Jesus, not being conformed to this world and this world system. God, help us to know, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's our duty, glory to God. Hallelujah, to make sure that we live in a life that was pleasing in your sight, to being transformed through your word and allowing you to come in and cleanse us and use us for your glory, that we may praise and worship you, God, and be a blessing to others, to lead them to Christ. Let us our light shine, that you, glory to God, hallelujah, be lifted up. As we lift you up, you said you do the drawing to men. God, help us to walk in forgiveness. Help us to be in a place, glory, that we walk in truth, dressed with the whole armor on, and knowing that you got us covered under the blood, glory to God. I bless you today. God, help our words to be, glory to God, a blessing to those that hear, that they may know, glory to God, hallelujah, all about you, and know, glory to God, that you have people that's in the earth realm that are serving you, and that they have some genuine and real people, glory to God, that are standing up and holding up the bloodstained banner, that are walking in truth and walking in obedience to you. In the name of Jesus, if we stumble and fall, thank you that you are advocates, that we can run to Jesus, the rock that's higher than us. In the name of Jesus, God, help us and not let the enemy talk us out of our inheritance. Let us not give up our birthright because of the challenges in life. Lord, help us to recognize, glory to God, the thief and who he is as we stay close to you and stay in your word. Let your word work some things out of and deny this flesh. Help us to stay around people that are fortified in the Lord and love God and walk in all they know how in the truth of God. Oh, you said only the pure in heart shall see God. Lord, we thank you as we continue to seek first. Seek first. Have that determination and that mindset to seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Everything else will be added. Everything else will be added. Whatever it is, help us to try to add things, glory to God, and then seek you afterwards. We got to seek you first. God, I bless you, glory to God. In the midst of all the challenges and all the oppression and depression and all the foul and unclean spirits that are in operation in the land right now, help us to be operation in the spirit of the Lord. You gave us all the tools that we need, all the weapons that we need, glory to God, to come against and combat this enemy, that we can be a force to be reckoned with if we do it your way, not my way, like we're going to, glory to God, a smokish board and we want this and we want that, but we don't like this and we don't like that. Oh, God, your way is the best way and the best plan, and that means flesh will holler because it don't want to die, but there ain't no flesh gonna glory in your sight, so it has to die, so that way the better life to live in Christ Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Help us, glory to God, to stand in the gap and pray without ceasing. Help us to be bearing one another burdens, and help us not to be so controversial, all about, you know, opinions, opinions, this, that, and the other. But help us, Lord, to stand on what your word is saying, not what my feelings and my emotions are saying. God, I pray, Lord, that God help us in our patience and our compassion, but help us to stand boldly and courageous in the things of God, not to compromise and take down and be a partaker of another man's sin. God, sin is sin, no matter whether it's homosexual, whether it's sex, glory to God, and people's life, glory, with fornication or caught up, glory, in adultery, or you're cheating, or you're lying, or, glory, you're stealing, whatever, sin is sin. Help us, glory to God, not to be agreeing with anybody that's in sin, anything, and even with ourselves, to try to make excuses and justify. Oh, glory, how can the world see a difference if we got our little time, little white lie, black lie, all lies is lies. He said all liars will find themselves in the lake of fire. God, help us to practice, glory to God, your word. Practice submitting and committing ourselves to you, pledging our allegiance to you. Oh, God, help us, glory to God, to have a concern for one another in the name of Jesus. Empathy and sympathy. Oh, God, but let us not get caught up and snagged by what we feel and doing things outside of your will because it was a good thing. Oh, we want to do the right thing, which is being in right standing with you. In the name of Jesus, because it's appointed time for everything. Oh, God, if God gave us everything that we wanted, we wouldn't even seek him. We would go over there and wait for him, go over there, little Santa Claus or the sugar daddy or whatever, glory to God, sugar mama. Oh, God, but we got to do this thing your way. You're killing off this flesh when we allow it to, so the spirit of the Most High can be manifested and we can have that relationship with you. We can come boldly to the throne of God. We can be able to have fellowship with you. We can be able to know when we pray that our glory, our prayers will be answered because there won't be nothing in our life to hinder. That's why he told us, pray glory to God. Oh, he told us to seek out your faith. He told us to read your word and study your word and meditate on your word. Oh, God, there's too much sickness and disease, too much crime and so much things that people are taking lives and water running the streets like, blood running the streets like water. People with no compassion, no glory to God, remorse. God, those spirits of the enemy, we got to be in our place so we can pray and bind and loose that we won't get so caught up in trying to build this and get this. And nothing wrong with having nice things and being blessed, but you said seek you first, the kingdom of God. You said, what profit is a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? God, help us to remember what our purpose is in this earth realm, to worship and magnify you, to give you glory, but to be used for your glory, to win the lost as well, to be that witness, to be that light. God, I'm asking you, Lord, to help us as the body of Christ. So much division and confusion and so many things that crept in. Glory to God, it's okay. It don't take all that. Oh, you know, she understands. There's feelings about this and all this. You didn't deal with us according to your feelings. You dealt with us, glory to God, from the beginning of time, according to your word. Whatever your commandment is, that, glory to God, are we to do. No compromising in it. A little bit of this and a little bit of that with you. Oh, God, your mercy and grace has covered us in those things, given us chances to repent and get things right. But we never know when that time is the last time. Oh, so God, I ask you, Lord, to help us as the body of Christ. Oh, that it will be, Lord, a change, and it will be, Lord, a spirit of repentance will come over, a mindset like never before, Lord, to be convicted and say, God, nevertheless, and I repent of this, and I repent of that, I release that, I release this, God, so we can pray and help those that are going through, and those things that we didn't come out, we ought to be a wounded healer and be there for somebody else, as you told Peter, that the enemy desires to sift them as we, but I'm praying that your faith fails not. That's what Jesus has said, and so he said, when you've been converted and you strengthen your brother, help us to remember where we came from, help us to remember, glory to God, to have that compassion to pray, but go out to stand on the word and not to compromise and not to, you know, pet it. In the name of Jesus, there ain't no time to be petting no sin. Hallelujah, just like petting a snake, petting glory to God, a bear, petting glory to God, anything that will come in and crush you, and it'll be okay for a little bit, but then it'll bite you. Oh, and devour you. The blood of Jesus, help us, glory to God, to recognize this is a time like never before. We got to pray for those, glory to God, that are bound up in their mental illness or bound up, glory to God, with dementia, bound up, glory to God, by sickness and disease with arthritis and bursitis and things, glory to God, going on in the pancreas, things going on with the heart, respiratory problems, glory to God, the various things going on, in the bloodline, things going on, every kind of part you can think of, going on with the liver, things going on with the kidneys, stuff going on with the heart, things going on, glory to God, even for having, glory to God, problems with the skin and all kinds of things, your eyes, your ears, nose, so many tumors and all kinds of stuff and aneurysms, believing the blood of Jesus. So many diseases coming here with our children deformed and, glory to God, people on drugs and alcohol or some been abused or they've been abused so much, glory to God, it affects, glory to God, even the child. Oh, glory to God, so many defects that's coming up in the name of Jesus. Some diseases they don't even have, glory to God, knowledge of really naming it to find out really what it is yet because it's popping up something new about this. God, we ask you, Lord God, to help. Ask him for mercy and grace. Help us to pray, not just for me, my, us, for, and no more, but all around the globe. With something on the news last night, glory to God, with this man, glory to God, a Caucasian guy, his skin is just turning dark, and they don't know why. It's turning from, you know, from a tan like now to really getting darker and darker, and they don't know. They're saying, I don't know whether it's from the from some drugs that he had took from some type of medication, not on drugs, but something, glory to God, that he might have taken that may cause it, but they don't know. Oh, you find other ones with glory to God, things going on with the meat coming off the bones and whatever like this. Oh, flesh eating. Oh, the blood of Jesus. God, we are praying like never before. Help us to walk in obedience to what you're saying. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you for your healing and deliverance. But help us to stay on our post, not to be, glory to God, fearful and fretful. But, Lord, and let it come to the point that we do it on a daily basis to come natural for us to get in your presence, for to meditate on your word, for to pray, for to seek out, glory to God, you in the behalf of others. God, I'm asking you, Lord, to help us as the body of Christ. We pray, glory to God, for our leaders. God, some have gotten so caught up in the prestige and power struggles and got caught up, glory to God, just appeasing the flesh off of greed. Oh, God, help us, Lord God, to pray, glory to God, for them to wake up and recognize you caused them to call them to lead your people, not to drive them, not to get caught up in being greedy. Oh, God, I'm praying that they recognize what your word says. There is a penalty. Whoa, unto the shepherds that scatter my flock. God, and not only that, we as people, glory to God, when they have turned back on being a heartbreak, glory to God, and overwhelming the pastors when they're trying to walk right in the congregation, those people that are supposed to be born-again believers are allowing the flesh rising up and causing chaos in the midst and making hardship for the leaders that you call and trying to run them off, glory to God, because they want their flesh, glory to God, to be appeased. Oh, God, I'm praying in both sides that, glory to God, we as a people recognize the tricks of the enemy and what flesh is doing, hallelujah, giving place to the enemy, that it'll be an awakening. But I thank you for the good fight of faith, for those that are standing, those that are on the wall, those that are covered under the blood, moving and proving, glory to God, that our God is doing great and mighty things still yet. So bless them, Lord. Encourage them. Send help for those that need help. Send finances for those that the finances are right here in the earth realm. We're praying that the devil loose it so it can come to go out to the appropriate places that it need be in these ministries. And some in the homes, because some leaders go without sacrificing their homes to try to keep ministry doors open. God, you see them. God, I pray you're blessed. And even for those, glory to God, that have been so faithful, glory to God, being obedient to that God has called. Pray for Apostle Burton, glory to God, for out of her spirit, that was the Lord that even said at an appointed time, even last week, glory to God, when we were in service for just to ask those that were sin financing. It was a critical time that week. And I just said just before service, 40 minutes before service, God, have somebody to send, glory to God, something. Glory to God, not knowing that God was using an apostle. Thank God again, glory to God, for her immediately afterwards. Glory to God, for Mother Willette immediately after, glory to God, service. And for, glory to God, Mother McCormick, glory to God, the next day. Thank you, glory to God, for Pastor Bird. Thank God for Mother Alexander. God, we bless them, glory to God, and 100-fold blessings back to them for whatever God has quickened in their spirit. And as I said that night, for whoever God has touched, God be blessed, and those that wasn't, glory to God, led to still yet, they're blessed, and let God have the abundance and overflow for those that did. So I just thank you, Lord God. You know what is needed in all of our lives, and you know who has it and don't have it, and sometimes we don't have it. So, God, we just pray God's blessings, and we just thank you for what appointment that you had for that appointed time that you blessed in the midst of. And thank you, Lord, because it surely was God, and on time, and not so much that it was extra to do a whole lot with, but it was glory to God on time for what was needed and is needed. So I thank you so much, God, for you being so blessed. Help us to be there for others, whatever it may be. And even in the midst of this flooding, in the midst, glory to God, these fires, in the midst of those, glory to God, the loved ones or family or friends or other ones that have been destitute because of the things that are going on in the economy and out of their homes that need food, clothing, and shelter, those, glory to God, needing a job right now, those, glory to God, where they have lost totally their home and all the resources, glory to God. God, you can bless and touch hearts, but you can restore, and some even better than it was before. Others, glory to God, their hearts need to be turned to you in the midst of it. God, we ask you, Lord, for saving in the midst of it too. God, help us to be thankful and grateful every day, because we never know. Even if we wouldn't live in some place, we could have been caught with some being caught. They're away from their homes, and they were, glory to God, caught in that. God, so we just ask you, Lord God, ask you, glory to God, to bless. So whether we're traveling, whether they live there or glory to God, that's their home residence or whatever it is, God, we ask you, Lord, to have mercy. And even for those that need comfort, glory to God, for bereavement, God bless and encourage. They done lost two ways. not only, glory to God, their residence and grow all that they that their belongings, God, but even loved ones, minister and touch and heal, send your word, even those that are helping and those of the charities and those, glory to God, are giving out of this, out of their necessity, glory to God, out of their sacrifice, and even for those that have the abundance, God, we just pray, God, the needs being met. God, we pray, glory to God, for our president. Pray for wisdom, even in the midst of this crisis, glory to God, we're going on overseas there. We don't get pulled in to Korea and Russia and China, glory to God, trying to find a way to pounce because they've been plotting and planning way before this. And whatever opportunity, help us to make the right decision. But we pray for this country also that in God we trust to get back to in God we trust. All these other gods and idols that then came in while they're trying to push Jesus out. But when a crisis comes up, oh, let's pray. You want the God to be the Christ of the crisis. But when it's time, glory to God, to live a life daily. God, oh, I'm praying for a change. Praying, glory to God, for wisdom and spiritual wisdom to come into him and her that will, glory to God, and lead in this country, that they'll be able to have ears to hear as well as those, glory to God, other professionals on the other side that are giving them the guidance on how to do this thing concerning our country and leading, and also even when crisis, even in wars. God help us in warfare, our leaders of the gospel. God help them to be in that place so they can teach the people about warfare, and we need to seek the God ourselves and not make gods and idols out of our leaders and our children and our education and all these other things, but get in a rightful place in you. We just thank you so much. Every day is the Lord's day. We bless the Lord for all that he's done and doing. Help us to stay open to hear you. Unstop our ears that we may hear. Open our eyes that we may see. And where our mouths be word according to your word. God, we bless you today. And we ask you to forgive us and cleanse us. Glory to God. From any era, glory to God, in any place that we're out of place with you. We love you. We glorify you. We magnify you. And thank you again, hallelujah, for your anointing that destroys every yoke. We praise you, Lord Jesus, and glorify your holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Praise the Lord. I was just getting ready to ask Brother Black. I don't know if he had to hang up, but he was on earlier. I'm going to check, see that he dropped off, and then after that I'm going to bless the Lord. We've bound Satan up and all his little cohorts to find out and bind him up and loosen from his assignment, scheme, plot, plan, untimely death, sickness, and disease, whatever. Try to bring up any reoccurrence of anything that will try to hinder us and hinder this prayer. We rebuke and also bind him up for coming up against this system tonight at any time, but even right now, so we can be able to scroll and get glory to God. This prayer continue to flow and move by the Spirit of God in Jesus' name. Lucia Ho. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, God. I bless you and I honor you. Praise you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and just one more minute. Try to get this thing to move up. Praise the Lord. Have Mother Pastor Bird, and then Mother Alexander. I don't see his name, so I have Mother McCormick afterwards. Then, in those order, Pastor Bird, Mother McCormick. No, Pastor Bird, Mother Alexander, then Mother McCormick. Then we'll see if my brother came back on or not. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
All right, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Father, we praise you. We honor you. We give you glory. We thank you for this beautiful and wonderful day, God, that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for watching over us and keeping us and protecting us, Father God. We thank you that every need we have is met in you. We thank you that we are healed, whole, and delivered by your power. We thank you, Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. We thank you that there is nothing missing and nothing broken. We thank you, Jehovah Rapha. You are our healer, dear God. You already sent your word to heal us. We thank you, Father God, Elohim, for you are the creator of everything. Everything was made by you and for you. And we want to give you praise, God, because you're worthy and you're worthy of all our praise. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us in these things that we see and in the things that we don't see. We thank you, Father, for never leaving nor forsaking us. We thank you, God, that in these last days you are still God and you are in charge. Help us, Father God, to keep our focus on you, God. Help us to continue to call on that name that is above every name, and that name is Jesus. We ask, God, that you forgive us of our sins, known, unknown, secret sins, sins of omission and commission. And as you forgive us, God, help us that we forgive those, God, who have trespassed against us. Help us, Father God, not to stand in that place of judgment, but to always stand in that place where we cover each other, where we pray for each other, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Help us to continue to intercede, God. We know, Father God, that we're living in the last days. God, the signs are all around us. But help us, Father God, to know that we can look to the hills from which cometh our help and know that our help cometh from you. God, we lift up those that was affected by this tornado, this storm this weekend, God. We pray for those that lost homes, God. We pray for those that lost loved ones. We pray for those, God, who are yet absent and don't know where their loved ones are, God. They're not accounted for. But most of all, God, we want to thank you for the lives that were saved, Father God. There was many, Father God, that should have been dead, but they are still alive today. And I pray in Jesus' name that they will seek you, Father God. Those that wasn't right will get right. And they will realize, God, that it was you who saved them, you that watched over them, you that protected them, dear God, through everything that's going on. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, even for this nation, Father God, that we will come to that place of knowing that we don't have all of the answers, but we know the one that has the answers, dear God. So I'm praying for the government, Father God. I am praying in the name of Jesus that this country will once again come to that place of recognizing and know that we need Jesus. We need Jesus in every decision that we make, dear God, in the name of Jesus. We need you in politics. They've tried to take you out of politics and out of schools and even out of the homes, dear God. But we can't do nothing without you, but through you all things are possible. And God, we're living in that in the time now where we need to seek your face like never before. And that's from the president and the vice president and House of Representatives and Congress and the Senate and all of those, God, that is over us, especially, Father God, so that they can make wise decisions for this country, God. Because we are without any type of conscience right now, God. But I am praying in the name of Jesus, God, that we will come back to our first love and know that Jesus Christ is the answer to every crisis, dear God, in the precious name of Jesus. God, we can look around and see that everything is increasing. Sin is at a point, Father God, just like Sodom and Gomorrah, just the same way as of when we were destroyed by a flood in the days of Noah. God, we are back to that place. We have traveled so far from your teaching, so far from the word. We've just X'd you out. But I pray for an awakening for this country, dear God, that we will come back and know that we need Jesus. God, I know there's so many things out there that we worship now, but there's only one true God, and his name is Jesus. So I am praying for a backslidden country now, God, in Jesus' name. I'm praying for a people, Father God, doing whatever they want to do. They have no regards for you nor your commandments, dear God. And because of that, everything is just slipping and sliding. We don't know whether we're men or women. We don't know where we stand on any issues, dear God. Racism is at the high point, just as it was way back in slavery. God, we need you. We need you, God, like never before. And we call upon that name that is above every name. You are our helper, Father God. You won't leave us in the situation we're in. We know, Father God, that there are some, God, that will never get back in line. But we are praying, God, for that remnant. We are praying for the people to rise up and have a voice. God, we are praying for the church to pray like never before. We're praying for your people, God, to get in place in the name of Jesus. God, we're losing our children. We're losing our sisters and our brothers and our family because of drugs and all kinds of foolishness out there, sexual immorality. God, there's absolutely no right or wrong in these times. But your word will never change, God. That's the sure foundation that we're standing on. So we need your mercy, God, and we need your grace now like never before. We need your guidance, dear God. We need to hear from you, Father God. So, God, we call on you. We stand in the gap for this country. We stand on the gap for our families. We stand in the gap even for the church, God. In the name of Jesus, and we pray without ceasing, Father God, that there will be a change. We are praying, Father God, that man will have that mind of Christ, and they will hold your feelings and purposes in their own heart. We are praying, Father God, that men and women will come back where they will love their neighbors as themselves, Father God. We pray, Father God, that we'll get back in line and know that there's a truth and there are lies, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. Because, God, we are pulled back when we give in to our flesh, when we give in to our own throats. God, when we just X you out. So, God, have mercy on us. And we pray, God, for the whole world, Father God, that there will be a spiritual awakening, dear God, like never before. We are praying for revival. That you will revive us again, that we will turn from our wicked ways, God, and seek your face like never before, dear God. We need you. Oh, God, we need you like never before. Because all of us, God, there's none perfect but Jesus. But, God, we know without a doubt, without you on our side, we can do nothing and we'll lose everything. So, God, we call out in the name of Jesus as we stand in the gap now and ask, Father God, ask in Jesus' name that there will be a turning around. And, Father God, as we seek your face, as we seek the word of God, we yield to you, Father God. Because you said for us to keep your commandments, and none of these things would happen to us that happens in the world. God, you said if we seek you wholeheartedly, that we would be the head and not the tail, that we would be above only and never be beneath, that we would be the lender, God, and not the borrower. God, that we would be blessed when we go in and blessed when we go out. We'll be blessed in the field and blessed in the city, dear God. So help us, God, to come back to our first love, dear God. And help us to truly love each other, God, where we'll be able to tell people when they're in the wrong, not in a way of judgment, but in a way, God, of turning them back to the truth of your word, dear God, in Jesus' name. And we do ask, God, that you forgive us for every sin, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you have your way, hallelujah, Blessed be the name of the Lord God, for you are good, and your mercies endureth forever throughout all generations. And we need you, God, like never before. And we're praying, God, that your people, that the church will stand up once again and call right wrong and wrong right, that we are not compromised your word, thinking that the churches won't be there, people won't come back if we tell them the truth. I am praying for ministers all over this world, Father God, to teach and preach the word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, without compromise, so that your people, God, will be without excuse, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Because some of them, God, just walking away and doing things because they haven't been taught. And I'm talking about people that go to church every Sunday. So I am praying, God, for an awakening like never before. Because, God, truly we are living in the last days, and we need you. Blessed be the name of the Lord God. So, Father God, we just praise you and honor you tonight. God, there's a lot going on, and we know that you know it. So, God, we just ask in Jesus' name, God, that there be an awakening of the people, not only in the United States, but all over the world. And we pray for those countries, God, that's even at war right now, in Jesus' name. God, that you would bless those people that have lost families, and that you will bless those, God, that yet in war, but most of all, God, that they will turn from their wicked ways and seek you and be saved. So, Father God, we praise your name tonight. We honor you, and we give you glory. Thank you for listening to us, God. You said we have not because we ask not. So we ask, Father God, that this world be turned around and that the gospel be spread like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for you are the healer and the deliverer and the provider, Lord. And, Lord, we know that your word is forever, Lord God. And we believe in your word, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace in our life, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for being so merciful to us, Lord. Because there is none like you, Heavenly Father. Lord, you said in the word, Lord God, cast all our tears on you. All cares, Lord God, according to the promises, Lord. You said it in 1 Peter 5 and 7, cast all our cares. So, Lord, we come tonight, Lord, casting all cares on you, Lord, and believing, Lord God, believing that your word said it, and it shall come forth. Whatever we need. Because your promises to us, Lord God, ask. And you tell us in your word if we pray. So, Lord, we come tonight praying for our brothers and sisters all down in Florida, Lord God. Lord, you see what went on down there. But we know that your promises tell us, Lord. Pray for one another. So we pray for the families in Florida, Lord. Pray that they will stand strong in you, Lord, and they will call upon the name of Jesus. Because the Lord, you is the only helper we all have, Lord God. Oh God, strengthen them that they will continue to cry out to Jesus and bring a change in life, Lord God. Because Lord, you see and you know all that is going on here on earth. But we know that you are the God that hears every cry. So we stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters in Florida, Lord. And thanking you, Lord God, for making a way. Because your promises said, Lord God, cast all tears on you. We thank you, Lord God. Lord, we pray for our sons and daughters. Heavenly Father, continue to bless them. Keep a hedge around them, Lord God. Lord, we bind up anything that come against them in the name of Jesus. And we claim them more than a conqueror in the name of Jesus. Bless them going out, Lord, and bless them coming in. that every need they have, it's already been met through Christ Jesus. We pray for our grandchildren, our great-grands, Lord God. Continue to keep our heads around these grands and great-grands, Lord God. Ours and others, Lord, that we stand in the gap for each and every one of those. Because we know that your word says pray for one another. Whether kids, adults, pray. Because your promise is if we pray. If we pray. So that let us know, Lord God, the prayer is the key. Stand before you day and night. You will answer because your promise is real, Lord God. And there's so much going on in this world, Lord God. But we know you're not asleep. You see everything. Oh, God, we pray for the church, Lord. The body, Lord God, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord God. Lord, we need you to open eyes, Lord God, to see that your word is what takes us through things. Your word, what your word said, we stand on. Not the word of the world, Lord God. Because the world can say and do anything. But your word is what we're standing on. And we claim in victory in the storm, Lord God. We know your word tell us, Lord God, that you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. We know your word tell us, Lord God, come boldly to the throne of grace. We know your promises is real, Heavenly Father, because you'll never forsake us, Lord. You said in your word, Lord God, we are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. Help us to stand faithful, Lord God, regardless what we see, Lord. Keep our eyes on you, Lord God, because you're the only way for us. We pray for the sick, Lord God. So much sickness in the land, but we know your promise is said by your stripe, we were healed. So, Lord, we're standing on that promise. We're binding up this false spirit that come against the body right now in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because it has no authority over our bodies. No dominion in the name of Jesus. We're binding up these false diseases that come against the lungs, the heart, the kidney, the liver. We bind it up and we command it to loose. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because by your stripe, we were healed, Lord God. Help us to stand faithful and stand boldly and proclaim it, Lord. Because you said it, we believe it, Lord God. And we stand boldly on the promises of God. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit that come against to attack the knees and the legs. We bind it up. It has no authority in the body. Help us to stand faithful, Lord God, and to cast those false pain and aches out of the body, because it has no authority in our body. Father God, you tell us in your word, whatever we bind and hurt is bind in heaven. So we binding up these pain and aches that try to attack the body. We bind it. And we command it to loose because it has no dominion in our bodies. Oh, Father God, we thank you for grace and mercy, Lord God. Thank you for the strength to continue to stand faithful, Lord God. Because your promises, Lord, gave us power over the authority of the enemy. Because he has no authority over us. You tell us, Lord God, in the word, that you gave us that power, Lord, according to Luke 10 and 19. Power over the authority of the enemy. So why would we give that foul spirit authority over us? No. I command him to loose, no matter what he come against, loose these young people's mind, that he come against these young people's mind, that they acting with this gun. He got up a sikirabu shata. Bind it up in the name of Jesus. Loose the mind. You have no authority in the mind. Oh God, have mercy. Have mercy on the young people today, Lord. You have some young men that think gun is all you do. Pull out gun and go crazy. But we bind that spirit that come against the mind, Lord God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus because it have no authority. We claim the victory, not giving that foul spirit no place over these young people. Oh, Father God, help them to stand strong, Lord God. Help them to cry out to you, Lord God. Oh, God, those that know you, Lord God, we plead the blood over Jesus to keep them strong, Lord God. Cover them under the blood of the Lamb, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Lord, we know that you cover us, Lord God, because you shield, Lord God. You tell us in your word, Lord God, if we pray, Lord. So we know, Lord God, that prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. And, Lord, we thank you for mercy and grace, Lord God, because according to your word, Lord God, we're not moving by what we see, Lord, but by faith in your word, Lord God. We're standing on your word, walking by faith, not by sight, Father God, because that is your word to us. You tell us in your word, according to 2 Corinthians, Lord God, 5:7, we not walking just out there. We must learn to walk by faith and stand, because your promises is for real, Father God. If you said it, Lord, we believe it and we're standing on it, Lord God. Together we stand faithful in your word, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We pray for the head of the prayer line. Continue to keep us strong, meet all our needs, Father God. We know you said in your word, Lord God, pray. And we know when we pray, we get answer, because we know the Lord hear us. Help us to stand faithful in our faith, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the Lord of our life. Continue to bless our strength in our Lord God, that she keep pushing on and bind up any sickness, no disease of authority. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We all stand together as one on the prayer line, pray for one another, Lord God. We know that you gave us the authority to stand faithful, Lord God. And Lord, we just thank you today, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for going, helping Dolores to go through the storm that you face in that surgery, Lord God. Oh, God, you be our healer and our deliverer and our provider in that area, Lord God. Thank you for helping Mary to stand strong against the wall of the enemy in our mind. And remember that you gave us a sound mind in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for these sisters, Lord. Because, Lord, days we are child, Lord, they keep calling on you day and night. Help them to be stand strong, Lord, steadfast in your word. Because, Lord, they says in the word, Lord God, they says, you are the only way for them. I listened to Dolores before she go to surgery. She said, God is all is in your hands. Mary need, Lord God, to remember what you said, that you gave us a sound mind. And, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for my sisters, Lord. I thank you for my sisters on the prayer line also, Lord God, that they continue to keep strong. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Praise your name, God. Oh, hallelujah. I touch and agree with all the prayers. Amen. I'm blessed. I'm just so belated to be on this prayer line this evening. I'm just so happy in the Lord. Yay. Romans chapter 8, verse 31 says, nay, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Yes, we lift everybody up, especially the household of faith. But everybody don't want God. But we got to continue asking God, the Holy Ghost, to make a way in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our mission is to win souls. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, he who wins souls is wise. So, God, we just thank you, God. And, Lord, we touch and agree with every prayer. We touch and agree, Lord, with the prayer line, Apostle Hubbard, Lord, how you just instilled in her, God, your values, your word, God, and how your Holy Spirit, Lord, leads her and guides her every day, God, and you tell her, God, what she ought to do every day. And we thank you for that, God. And this is how we learn, and this is how we grow, God. We have an opportunity, God. Hallelujah, God, and that we can continue to take advantage, Lord, even when we don't want to, even when we're sleeping. Just continue to press, God. Continue to press in the name of Jesus, because at the end of the day, it would be well, and it is all well with our souls, God, and we just thank you for this avenue, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We'll learn how to appreciate others, appreciate this prayer line, appreciate you, Heavenly Father, appreciate the things, Lord, that you're doing for us, even when we don't even recognize it, God. Your love and compassion, your grace and your mercy, God, sustains us. And we thank you, God, even in our unthankfulness, our forgetfulness, our unforgiveness, God, even in our sins, God. Yet Christ died for us because you loved us. You gave the world a chance to accept you as Lord and Savior, that you might lead us back to the Father, Jesus. We just thank you for all these things. Even in the midst of turmoil, God, you make a way out of no way. Some things we might have to go through, but Lord, we just trust in you anyways. We know nothing good can happen outside of you. We must trust in you.
Amen.
You'll perform exactly what you said you will do. If we just believe, if we just hold on, if we just stand our ground in your word. Father, we thank you for these opportunities, God. Even in Psalms 91, 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right side, but no pestilence, no plague, no death, no sicknesses, diseases. These things won't come near our dwelling place. Basically, we're secured in you. No weapons formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we shall condemn. Isaiah 54 and 17. For this is our heritage, and our righteousness is of you, says the Lord. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God, you deliver us out of them all. We have a testimony. We're overcomers because what you did on the cross, you shed your blood, Father. You sent your Son in the likeness of man, stripped himself from majesty and said, prepare me a body, Father. I'll go down to do your will. The joy that was set before him to do the will of the Father. He endured the cross, despising the shame. The Bible says, curses every man that hangs on a tree. He despised what people said, how people laughed and struck him on the face and on the back and on the cheek. And now he's seated on the side of on the right side of the Father. Not the wrong side, the right side. He did it well, and Daddy was well pleased. And we thank you for all these opportunities, refusing to give you praise, refusing to take our time and ponder these things, just to give you thanks and just say, Lord, we thank you. We couldn't even do anything ourselves. we'll be a bunch of mannequins if it wasn't from the Spirit of God coming into our hearts and we became living souls. Nothing but dirt. God, we thank you for preparing the way. Hebrews 13:8 says, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What you did in those 7 days, it never ceases until the day you come back. Because you are a giver of life. That's all that you have in you is life. Good things, pleasurable things, holy things. To cause us to worship in you and praise you for all the things you've done. Not only in our lives, in our family and loved ones' life, but other people's lives, God. The great things that cause us to say, Lord, we're so thankful. We're so grateful. We appreciate you. And you're the only one true and living God, and you've always been there. Your word said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You'll be with us until the end of age. God, we thank you. Though storms may rise and different circumstances may rage, you're still there with us, God. We can call on the name of the Lord, and we will, we shall be saved from every situation, giving you praise, for our God is good and greatly to be praised. Our God is merciful. Hallelujah, God. We have something to praise you about. No matter what we're going through in life, we're on the winning side, and I thank you, God. I thank you for this prayer line and everybody on it, God. Through you, this brings me life. Through you, this prayer line and the people on it keeps me connected. All because of what you've done, God. All because you put people in position. God, I thank you, God. I know I can pray in Jesus' name and get a breakthrough every single time. As long as it's according to your word, this is your will in your word. As long as it's a promise, because all your promises are yea and amen. In 1 Peter, God, we glorify your name. If I had 1,000 tongues, surely I couldn't praise you enough. And all the miracles that you wrought on earth, there wouldn't be, earth couldn't hold the amount of books that people would write about you. and the miracles you performed. Oh, my God, we just thank you for another day, God. Thank you for Pastor Hubbard, for Pastor Bird, for Mother Willette, for Mother Alexander, for Mother McCormick. Thank you for the apostles, God, the other apostles, Lord, on the prayer line that's affiliated, all the prophets that's affiliated, for Pastor Sims, for Sister Alicia, Prophet Alicia in her sister, Sister Elia, Evangelist Elia. We thank you, Lord. I can't name everybody right now, but thank you for all of our children. God, that they're in your hands, the blood. They're utterly submerged in your blood, God. And the enemy cannot pluck them out of your hand. Hallelujah. We can have a sweet sleep every night because of that. God, we know you're on our side. And we are on your side because we love you back. And we love your word. And we love your sweet Holy Spirit of fire. Even the prayers, Lord, that went through since I've been on the prayer line and even before that, once it started, there's been breakthroughs after breakthroughs. God, you're awesome. You're a mighty God, and what a mighty God we serve. Oh, Lord, I pray, Lord, even more of a breakthrough, Lord, how you're just excelling in our lives and how you're just raising us up, Lord, for a greater thing, how you're preparing us for this end-time harvest, God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, how you're making straight the path, God, for us to go through, Lord, to be a blessing, Lord, to those who want and need to be blessed. Lord, to lay hands on the sick and see them recover, God. That the deaf hear, the dumb speak. The dead are raised to life, God. The lame walk, God. The blind see, God. All unto your glory. All for your glory. Your good pleasure, which you purposed in us before the foundations of the earth. And you gave all this to us through your Holy Spirit, which was given us, God. In Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Your good pleasure, God, we take not glory, honor, or praise away from you, but we give you more willingly and obediently and hilariously. We give more, God, until it comes to the point that we give our all to you, none of us and all of you, God. Yes to your will, Lord, and yes to your way. Oh, we praise you tonight, God. Even for time's sake, I just say thank you. Even the prayers that's about to be prayed continually, even more, even on this prayer line, even for the hearers that are just listening in, bless every member of their household. Let them speak good news and let them begin to speak positive things over their lives and their families' lives. Let them speak well. Let them speak blessings and blessings and not curses and cursings. For you said in your word, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So we say all is well with our soul. So we say let the weak say I am strong. So we say let the poor say I am rich. The sick is well. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 For your glory, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I just want to sing a little song before I, just a small little song before I begin to pray. We need your blessing. We need your blessing. Oh, Lord, just one blessing. One blessing would do. Lord, I can't go on my way. I can't make it through the day unless I have a blessing, a blessing from you. Lord, some of us are striving from day to day. Lord, we pray that you will come and show us the right way. We need strength, we need power to run in your name. Lordy, we don't want our running, our running to be in vain. Help me, Jesus, we need your blessing. We need your blessing. Oh, Lord, just one blessing. Just one blessing would do. Lord, we can't go on our own. We can't make it through the day unless we have a blessing from you. Hallelujah. Hey, lalabo shikiriya. Hallelujah, shikiriya. God, I thank you, Lord. First, I just want to thank God for Jesus. I just want to thank you for being so good to me. And I want to thank God for Pastor Hubble and Prophet Bird on tonight. I want to thank God for all of the prayer warrior, Mother Alexander and Brother Black. And, oh, God, and Sister Willette and the rest of them that I haven't even called out, and Pastor Sim, Lord God, and Prophet Bird. God, I just want to thank each and every one on tonight. I give glory and honor to the Savior of my life for being so kind and so good to me, for what he have brought me from, how he have took me through so many different things in my life, how you let me know that he will never leave me nor forsake me. Hallelujah. And I come on tonight just calling on Anidiasike, calling on the name of Jesus, because the name of the Lord is a strong tire, and the righteous running are safe. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, but only by the name of Jesus. So I come, honey, I will shake it up. I come just thanking the Lord, because you've been good to me. I praise you tonight, Lord. And God, I pray, Lord God, for those on tonight that don't know you tonight. Let them realize, God, that you is a healer on tonight. Let them realize, God, that whatever they need, they can call on the name of Jesus. Because you said in your word, come unto me, all that is in labor and heavy laden. You said, I will give you rest. You said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So, God, we thank you tonight, Lord. And we pray for those that don't understand and don't know how and what way to go tonight. Let them know, God, that you is a healer tonight. You is a deliverer tonight. And whatever they need, they can come to you, boldly to the throne of grace, that they can find grace to help in a time of need. So, God, we thank you. We just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord. God, I pray, Lord God, for the world as a whole on tonight. There's so many things are going on tonight. So many things are happening. But we know, God, that you got it all in control. We know, God, that you see and you set high and you look low and you see everything that we need. And so, God, I just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, I realize the word of God tells us in Matthew 18:20, He said, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of thee. So, God, I thank you, Lord, because I know there's more than in two or three on the line on tonight. I know we can come together and we can pray and we can seek the Lord and we can tear down the stronghold of the enemy. We bind up the devil tonight. We bind up every spirit, everything that's not like God. We plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy on tonight. He has no authority over his people. He has no authority over his people tonight because we are a people of God. And we can be able to stand and we can look to the hills from which coming our help, because we know all our help comes from him on tonight. So, God, I thank you, Lord God. I give glory. God, I give. Oh, God, I thank you tonight. Oh, my soul magnify your name on tonight. You are so worthy of the glory of tonight. You are so worthy of the glory of tonight. I pray for the sick and afflicted everywhere. So many, Lord God, is going through sickness in their body. So many, Lord God, is going through different things in their life. But you said, God, in your word, God, you said, come unto me. You told us to come. You told us to come. You would no wise cast us away. You would no wise cast us out. If we seek your face and call on your name. You said, God, you will bless us. You will open up the door and you will pour out blessing that we would be able to receive. You told us, God, you said, let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. You don't want us to faint. You don't want us to faint on tonight. So we thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, for everywhere, Lord. We pray for the storm, Lord, where the storm has hit in Florida, God. We pray for those people, Lord God. We pray for them because we know, God, we think about it. And we sit and we thought about it. And just like things that have happened, it was just like it was a quick thing where they have worked all their life and all the materialistic stuff that they had is just gone just that quick. But God help us, Lord God, to realize, Lord, that's where it is. Life is come to be here today and gone the next minute. It can be gone just that quick. That's why you tell us to put our trust and confidence in you, to lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. We pray for those people, Lord God. We pray for their hearts are heavy on tonight, and we ask you to give them the strength, God. We pray that you'll strengthen their body. And God, just like my sister said, if they don't have Christ in their life, Lord God, let them come run to you, Lord God. Let them run to you and say, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to be delivered from this situation? Oh, God, we pray, Lord. Because there's so many things are happening, so many things are going on. But we know, God, you are our God, and you are our God that we can call on. You are the one that we can come to. You are the one that said in your word, God, to let not our heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You told us that, Lord God, in your word. And you told us, God, in Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. You is our present help in trouble when we're going through our trials and our tribulation. We can call on your name. We can seek your face. We can look to the hills from which coming our help because we know all our help comes from you. So we pray, Lord God, for the world as a whole on tonight. We ask you to look on the president. We ask you to look on vice president. Help them to make right decisions. Help them to know how and what way to go. Lead them in the right way, Lord God, that they would do the things that's right. God, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We know that your word says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, God, for your son, Jesus Christ, that shed that blood on Calvary Cross. He didn't have to do it, but he looked beyond our fault and he saw our needs. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you on tonight, Lord, and we pray. We pray for each and every one and every soul in this world on tonight. Can't call everybody's name out tonight, but we just pray for the whole entire world of people because everybody's going through one thing or another. People are hurting on tonight. People don't know how and what. People don't know what to do no more. But I can tell you what to do. Go to the rock of salvation, Jesus Christ. Go to him. Come to him. He will no wise cast you away. He will open up the windows of heaven. He will pour out blessings that you won't have room up to see. He'll do it for you if you trust in it. If you lean not to your own understanding and knowledge him, he will direct your path. He will help you to know how and what way to go if you just put it in his hands and stop trying to put it in your hands, but put it in his hands and let him do it for you and see won't he work it out for you. See won't he do it for you. He'll do it. Isaiah 40 and 31 said, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Wait on him. He'll come. He'll come to your rescue. But you got to bind up that devil because that devil going to try to come too. So you got to bind up that spirit that tries to keep you being distracted from going forth to live this life. Because the enemy is out there. Excuse me. The enemy is out there trying to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you have life and that more abundantly. Trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. Look to the hill. Look to Jesus Christ. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. He'll work it out. He'll turn things around. He'll make things so different for you. If you just hold on and trust him, repent of all your sins. Give it to the Lord. He knows all about it. He knows your sins. He knows what you're going through. And he's able to bring you out victorious. He's able to set you free. He that the Son has set free is free indeed. So, God, we thank you on tonight. We pray, Lord God, for each and every one that's on this prayer line. We ask you to touch those that's listening, those that's going to say something, those that's not. We pray, Lord, for each and every one. And we ask you, Lord God, to look down on people that's sick in their bodies. And we pray, Lord God, for those that's going through all different situations in their life. And, Lord God, we even pray for people that's traveling on highways, going different places, Lord God. We pray for the body of Christ as a whole. We ask you to look down on those that got their mind on suicide. Let them know, God, that's not the way. That is not the way. That is not the way to go. Let them realize, Heavenly Father, to come to you, to come boldly to you. And, Lord God, we pray for people that's in jail. We pray, Heavenly Father, God, for those on their job on tonight. We pray for the doctors. We pray for the nurses. We pray, Lord God, for those that's working on the light where people still don't have light. We ask you to look down on that situation. God, strengthen them. We look down on the truck drivers that bring in food, different things, food and different things on the highway. We ask you, Lord God, to touch, Lord. Look on the government. Look on the nation, Lord God, as a whole. Look on families, Lord God. Look down on the young people, Father. Look down on the young children, Lord God. Go into the school system and touch the teachers, Lord God, and the principals, Lord God. Look on these schools where these kids are studying, fighting in school all the time, where the teachers is walking out the job because they can't do nothing with the kids because they're fighting. And they don't want to come in a school and learn. They just want to do different things in school. And the teachers just don't say nothing because they just fighting. They just fighting. When my grandbaby goes to school, they study fighting out there all the time. So, God, we ask you, Lord, to touch that situation in that school system. Something need to be changed there. And so, God, I pray, and I'm going to keep on praying. And it's not so much as the school where she go, but it may be other schools. Because as I was in church on yesterday, the little child came up to the altar. 5 years old little child came to the altar and asked for prayer because somebody's been bullying them. The little boy bullied them in school. God, I pray for this situation, these kids that just don't want to do right. And I pray for the parents that they would take hold to their kids and they would be able to let them know again, you go to school to learn and not to play around. God, I pray for that situation in the name of Jesus. And I ask each and every one to touch and agree, and I know y'all have been, about situations about these kids with this bullying or these kids trying to go to school, and then if somebody wants to be out there playing and don't want to learn nothing. So, God, I pray that you touch their hearts and their minds. Keep us, Lord, as we continue to stay together in, on this connection, on this collide, this line, that you would just continue to be with us, God, that we would be able to pray a prayer of faith, that it would get through to the world as a whole, that people realize it's no time to play. It's time to seek God like never before. And we ask you, God, in your name, that you, Lord God, would keep us, God, as we walk this journey, that we will keep our minds steadfast on you, because we know the Bible said when the enemy come in like a flood, that the Spirit, Lord, will lift up a standard. And we thank you tonight, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Glory to God for the fire, the anointing on the line. Thank you, Jesus. Penetrating hearts. Mother Willette and Pastor Samson, then we're going to take some requests, and I have I pray that you all don't hang up too soon, because I have something that God put in my spirit too last night that I need to share, but we need to get these prayer, let the Lord continue to move in prayer. Mother Willette, Evangelist, and Pastor Sims.
Amen, and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Truly, we give God glory, honor, and praise for all the prayers that have gone forward, and thank God for the power of his word. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Matthew 18 and 18 and 19 says, verily I say unto you that whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, verse 19, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Glory be to God. And I thank and praise God that he said in John 15 and 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Glory be to God. And John 14, praise God, 12 through 14, says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth, and this is Jesus speaking, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that's in the name of the Lord Jesus, praise God, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And verse 14, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Thus declareth the word of the Lord. Father, in that name that's above every name, I praise you this evening. I thank you so much. I honor you. I worship you. You are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. Glory be to God. There's nothing too difficult for you to do. I praise you that you are yet on the throne and you're still in charge of my life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You are the great I am that I am. Glory be to God. Thank you that Jesus, hallelujah, has become the sacrificial lamb, hallelujah, and rescued us from a life of sin, death, hell, and the grave. Praise be unto you, Heavenly Father. I love you, Lord God. I thank you for the song. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. I thank you that you are, hallelujah, just who you say you are, and I am who you say that I am in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. I thank you, Jesus, for getting us the victory. I thank you for sitting at the right hand of Father, making intercession for us. I thank you for every prayer that had gone forward. And I touch and agree according to your word in Matthew, the 18th chapter. Glory be to God. And I thank you that we pray the prayer of faith, believing that we receive. We learn to receive, and we rebuke and bind up any unbelief, any doubt, any wavering. We don't have time to waver according to your word, Father God. We ain't got time for that, because people are in desperate need of deliverance, in desperate need of help. I heard Brother Black mention breakthrough a number of times, and our conference for not this past weekend, the weekend before, was breakthrough. Glory be to God. South Carolina Women's Conference discussed breakthrough. Glory be to God. And Jesus, hallelujah, you are the answer for the world today. I thank you, Lord God. Ah, God, in the name of Jesus, I too pray for those, Lord God, who was in the path of the storm, and some have just lost everything that they have. And I pray, God, that you will make things better for them, especially if they were some of your children. I pray, God, that you will cause things, whatever they have to recover, they'll recover all. And, Lord God, they'll have things much better than before in Christ Jesus' name. We ask you for mercy and ask you to have mercy upon those that have lost loved ones, because we understand lives have been lost in Florida. Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to be with those that are bereaved and those that are grieving unexpected loss, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. We invite your Holy Spirit to help us to pray, to know exactly what we need to be praying about. We pray, oh Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Sister Corky lost her oldest son, my cousin Felicia lost her oldest son, Lord God, in a violent shooting, Lord God. We pray for these people, Lord God, that are bereaved on tonight. We ask you, Lord God, to comfort them as only you can in Christ Jesus' name. I thank you that all of our hope, all of our help, Lord God, all of our comfort comes from you. Thank you, Father God, and help us. And Holy Spirit, give us a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, that if we can say something to let them know how much you love them, Lord God, then you give us that word so that we can share with them. Otherwise, maybe we should just be quiet and just be available for them if they need our help in Christ Jesus' name. Father God, we lift up tonight in the name of Jesus those who are struggling with addictions and strongholds and immorality, Lord God. We pray for them. We're praying, Father God, that the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, your anointed word, will go forth and loose them that have been bound by these addictions, Lord God, alcoholism, drug addiction, immorality, or disobedience, rebellion. God, in the name of, we pray the sword of the Spirit will sever every yoke of bondage this evening. It could be a yoke of sin, a yoke of sickness or disease, Lord God, the coronavirus. We pray, Lord God, for Lil McKenzie, who's had now a sore throat over and over, and she's had about three antibiotics, and this might, the pastor took his daughter to the doctor today to go back for another sore throat. God, we pray that you expose what the very root cause for these sore throats, and we bind up that demon of affliction. I thank you that you said whatever we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask. So I plead the blood of Jesus against that demon of affliction, Lord God, of sore throats, the root cause for the sore throat. And I pray that your sword of anointing will destroy, annihilate, and consume it, the very root of it. And, Lord God, let it not come back her way again. Strep throat, that's what it's called. And she's been having strep throat, and it's been hurting her for so many weeks, and she took a last bout and seemed like she was doing better. Now she had to be taken back. God, we pray for divine deliverance at the name of the Lord Jesus. You said whatever we ask you, glory be to God, hallelujah. You said whatever we ask, hallelujah, glory be to God, you will give it to us in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So we lift up those, Lord God, that are going through things like that. We pray, oh, Lord God, for those, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, who are dealing with strongholds, and we bind up the demon of strongholds. We pray, oh, God, every spirit, Lord God, or demon that's attached itself as a stronghold to some of your people, we pray right now that that devil must uproot itself and be cast back to the pit. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We bind up these demons of strongholds and afflictions in Christ Jesus' name. We pray for those, Lord God, that have been suffering, Lord God, for so long a time, Lord God, with mental illness, mind disorders, Lord God. In the name of, we plead the blood of Jesus against it, and we thank you for divine deliverance. We pray, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, that you give us due, Lord God, give us liberty and freedom from sin, from sickness, from, Lord God, strongholds and addictions, from, Lord God, immorality, whatever it is, Lord God. And we lift up the sick and shut in, those that may be homebound. We pray for the paraplegics, those that, Lord God, are caretakers. We pray, Lord God, for people that, Lord God, are in hospitals, psychiatric facilities, nursing homes. In the name of Jesus, we lift up people everywhere. We pray for those suffering, Lord God, with some form of cancer. And we pray, God, the sword of the Spirit will attack the very cancer cells and destroy them and leave the person alive and well in Jesus' name. Divine deliverance, we pray in Christ Jesus' name. Those that have blood disorders, we pray for deliverance. We pray for those that are having trouble with their digestive system, deliverance, Lord God. We pray for no clogged arteries in the name of the Lord Jesus, no kidney or gallstones, no circulation disorders. We speak no incontinence, no blood clots. In Christ Jesus, no aneurysms in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, we thank you, Lord God. Did you say in Mark 9, if thou canst believe, all things are possible, and you have given us that which pertains to life and godliness, and I've learned to receive what belongs to me as a child of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you, Father God, and I pray that we'll learn to begin to say something about all this, Lord God, stuff that's going on in the earth, and God, we're expecting divine deliverance from you because you're able to do it. Anything but fail. And we thank you, as Brother Black was mentioning, breakthrough over and over. I thank you for divine breakthroughs in the life, Lord God, of our loved ones and family members that have been going through and been just a heyday for the enemy to abuse and use. Lord God, I pray that you'll wake up that soul, Lord God, that family member, Lord God, that's been nothing but a playground for the enemy. And I pray, God, that you begin to torment that demon, that spirit, Lord God, that's been using our children for playgrounds. We pray that you torment them before the time and righteously recompense that evil one for the trouble he's causing our people. And the, yay, God, hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank you. And what we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. And we pray, oh, Lord God, for each person that's represented on this line. We thank you for Minister BJ. We pray, God, that you meet her needs. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless her. Bless her family. Thank you, Lord God. You know how to come through right on time. In Christ Jesus' name, we lift up, Lord God, Prophet Bird and Sister Alexander, Sister McCormick, Brother Black, in the name of Jesus, their families. Pastor Sims, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Sister Rachel, in the name of Jesus, Sister Brenda, in the name of Prophet Burton, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, we lift up, Lord God, your people on tonight. Some, Lord God, I may not have mentioned, but I thank you and I praise you for those that stand on the wall, that stand on the gap and intercede for many, Lord God. We lift up, Lord God, Miss George and her daughter who had the bone marrow transplant. We pray, oh, Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name that you give us second deliverance in the name of Jesus. I'm told that the cancer came back. I plead the blood of Jesus against that demon of affliction, Lord God, and I pray that you give a divine deliverance and not allow it to come back again in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we need your help on today. Have mercy. We lift up the body of Christ. We lift up our family members. We pray for our nation. We pray for America. We pray for people everywhere. We pray, oh God, that people will begin to shake themselves. Bring them back to a right mind and let them realize that, God, we can't make it in this world without you. But we thank you that you've been on our side and you're yet, hallelujah. As the songwriter said, God, I thank you that you've always stood by my side. I appreciate you, Father God. I thank you. I ask your Holy Spirit to continue to intercede on our behalf. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Help us tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, oh, Lord God, for each person that's represented. Someone may not say anything, but God, you know their heart. I cry out on behalf of those, Lord God, that speak not. I pray for them, and I pray, Lord God, that you let them know that, yes, I am who I am. I am that I say that I am. I am God, and beside me, there's none like me. We're depending on you, Father, and we need help. And we thank you that we're on your that you're on our side, and you are for us, and you love us. And I thank you for Psalms 91. Yes. Even though 1,000 fall at one side and 10,000 at my right hand, it shall not come nigh thee. Because we've made you our habitation, our refuge and our habitation, no evil, hallelujah, is authorized to befall us according to your word. You've given us angels, and we send forth and dispatch our angels to keep us safe, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we bind up these demons of, Lord God, bad behavior and, Lord God, destroying people property and shootings and killings. We plead the blood of Jesus against, Lord God, this suicide and oppression. And, Lord God, everything that's not like you, we plead the blood of Jesus against it. And we thank you, Lord God, for being here. We thank you for being on this line. We're not just saying nice words, but we're praying to the God that hears and that's able to do something about it. And by faith, we pray, hallelujah, and we count it done, the prayers that we've asked of thee. God, I love you, I bless you, I praise you. And let's just pray for each person that's represented on this line. Help us, Lord God, to be light and salt in this earth. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you're glorified in all that we do say in Jesus' name. I love you. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do come in agreement with every prayer that's been prayed here tonight. So much power. And the more prayer you have, the more power you have. And these anointed vessels that you have placed together on this line, Lord, we know because of your word that you hear us. And Father, we come giving honor and glory and praises to everybody that's on this line, everybody that would have liked to have been on the line and couldn't be on. We thank you for Pastor BJ and her constant quest to provide a place where we all can come and pray for one another and pray for the world situation. And we just give you glory and praise. As I just lifted up today as I was just thanking and just praising the Lord. And the thought came to me, Emmanuel, God with us. And that is so powerful. If you just think about it, you're not alone. You're never alone. The Spirit of the Lord lives within you when you accept him as your Lord and your Savior. And we do thank you, him, and we lift up his holy name. Because he said if we lift him up, he will draw. There's so many things that we could just pray for. I don't care. We could pray all night, and we wouldn't have prayed for everything. But, Father, we ask that if there's anything that we need to pray for, if you would put it in our spirit, that we'd be able to lift up your name, your way, and your word. And, Father, you told us in your word that your word is spirit and life. And Father, and you're the light also of the world. And we just ask you, Lord God, to help us to hold up that light, to be that lighthouse. Now, Father, we know they're all over and they're electronic, but in the older days, they used whale blubber or something to light so that men could see, the ships could see and come to shore. And Father, we ask you to help us as Christians, baptized, born-again believers, to hold up the light of your word, Father, that men and women, boys and girls, will see the light and come unto you, Father. We just reiterate, Father, that praying for the families in Florida and other places that were affected by the storm, and we understand, Father, it's still some that have not been accounted for, Lord, but you know. Lead them, Father, and guide them in the right direction, Father, for abused people all over the land and country, Father. Shine the light on it that it'll be exposed. And Father, when the light comes into darkness, the darkness has to flee, and you are the light of the world. And we thank you, Lord. We give you honor. We give you praise. And, Father, we understand, Father God, that you love us. It takes a minute sometimes when things are going all haywire just to believe that you love us. But we believe in your word, and your word say, for God so loved the world that he gave, hallelujah, his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. And he loves us. I don't care how it is, how bad it is. I know you love us, Lord God. And we thank you, Father. Help us to hold on to your word. That lifeline is thrown out to us, Father. Help us to grab hold to it, that we come to shore, Father. And the shore is when you call us from earth to glory. We praise you, God. We honor you. We do glorify you. We lift you up just as far as we can, Father. Help us to lift you higher. And, Father, help us to love you more. Help us, teach us, Lord, how to pray and what to pray for, Lord. In all our doings, Lord, all of what we think, Father, help us to have the true meaning and the true believing of your word, that we will increase, Lord, that you will increase, Father, and we will decrease, but we'll stand on your word because we know that thou art a God who loves us and cares for us. Emmanuel, God with us. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory and we give you honor. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the matchless Holy Spirit, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Praise God for all the powerful prayers. The Lord knows he moves miraculously in prayer tonight. Are we asking? Oh, my system trying to act up. Got to get all the lines open. And it's trying to not to let it happen. But I want to make some prayer requests. My system is acting crazy. Most of your lines open, but not of all. Something happened to the system. It isn't magnifying everything instead of just allowing me to get back to that point where I can open your lines. But until I get that straight. The request is to, if God put on my spirit late last night in prayer, to have a for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, if those that would, if we could come on one accord, there is some so heavy oppression and with some seducing spirits that are out there that come up in the land and the things that are taking place, also with marriages and also our young people and deliverance. Those are three major things right now, and it's only from like 12 o'clock that night to 1 o'clock to in the afternoon and whatever. Some of us are not even eating up until that time in the way. I'm not saying you can't have any drinks or whatever, but if we could just sacrifice a couple meals or a meal for some of us, it'd be just a meal. Just for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week to come against some seducing spirits, this spirit of oppression in the land, and also this foul spirit of that's coming against the marriages and some of the things that are going on in the marriages, as well as our young people and deliverance. And some of the things we pray about all the time and some things that was definitely covered even tonight. So those are the ones that will join me in this in the next 3 days. God bless. You want to make contact in between for the prayers, and that's fine. If not, then however. But I'm just praying that you would, because this is detrimental with so much that's happening in the land right now, and we do need us to be on one accord. But we want to tear down some strongholds, and some of them strongholds could be in our families, can be, glory to God, in the neighborhood, could be in the workplace, could be around the globe. However, we just want to come against those things. So those that will join me with those prayers, and fasting. I have some prayer requests for you to pray for Minister Parker, evangelist, for her and for some directions. Right now we pray for Sister Carrie. The Lord did bless, and her son was able to come in from Jamaica. Now he's just working on the paperwork, his father, to get the, he's there in Florida and working on getting his green card now to process that. But she needs some serious direction right now in a situation, and also for some for residents. And also pray for Kamala this year. Ask for us to continue to pray about her body being prepared and her continue for the weight loss and surgery that she's supposed to have. Pray for Evangelist Kincaid for her hip and her knee. And also, anyone that has the line already open until I get the other lines open, if you got a prayer request, we'll go ahead and put all of those together so that way we can pray. So anyone having a prayer request, we ask you to give those up now. Make your request. What in the world? I've never seen this craziness. If you would see what this thing has done, you would not believe it. I cannot either. Anyone that's already with the lines open, the other ones we got to wait for you, but most of y'all lines are open till I can get this system fixed. Oh, it jumped back to something. Anyone there?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Oh, is that?
Yes,
I have any prayer requests.
I heard. Oh, wait, where's it going?
I don't know what happened to the line. No, it didn't disappear. Okay, let me try to get back to studio. Well, anyway, if nobody else has any requests, then I'll ask. Let me sign up for the prophet then. Bird, if you're still on the line, because I can't tell right now because my system. Okay, now, here it is. It's back. Pastor Bird, do you have any requests? I mean, anything that the Lord bless for you to... Let me see if she's still here. Yes, she is.
No, I don't have anything to say.
Okay. All right, I'm opening the other lines back. Anybody else have any requests? For the last time, then. Okay. Well, anyone that want to take these two requests and stuff for Minister Parker, for some things that she had before the Lord, praying for Sister Carrie, Mother Willette, if you could take that, for Carmelita, Mother Alexander, and for Sister Kincaid, Minister Kincaid, Mother McCormick. about her knee and hip.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you hear us when we pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you said men ought to always pray. And so we lift up Evangelist Parker. And Father God, you know what things she has up before you. So we pray, Lord God, that you will give her divine favor, meet all of her needs according to your good blessings, Lord God, your righteousness, hallelujah. And we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord God, that she does not have to question what it is that she needs to do, but as she consult with you, Lord God, as she be like David and say, should I go up, Lord God? When she consult with you, I pray that you give her the answer that she needs so she can be, Lord God, sure that this is what she needs to do. But we thank you in advance on her behalf, Lord God, for the favor, the grace, the mercy, and meeting her needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus' name. We also lift up Sister Carrie, Lord God, and thank you, Lord God, for her son, Lord God, making it in, and we thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you will help him, Lord God, with the understanding of what he needs to, Lord God, do to get his green card. You let your divine will be done in this situation, Heavenly Father. We thank you, and we lift up Sister Carrie. You know what she has before you. You know what situation she's facing. We pray, God, that you give her favor. And, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, deliver her from anything that she does not need in her life in Christ Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God. If she needs a different residence, Lord God, we pray that you would grant it. God, if she, Lord God, is depending on you, you let her know, Lord God, that I am, hallelujah, and I'm the one. Let her continue to look to the hills from which cometh her help. And all of her help comes from you. But we pray and intercede for her and her son and her needs in Christ Jesus' name. We love you, Lord God, and we count this done. We give it to you. We release it from ourselves and give it to you because you taught us to cast all of our cares on you. And, Lord God, we're leaning and depending on you to handle these situations in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We love you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
And
hallelujah,
Father
Lord.
God,
glory be to God. Father God, we bring Carmelita before you, Lord, which you hear our cry night and day, Lord, about her body. Lord, your word said, if we pray, and your word also tell us, ask and believe, nothing is impossible for it. And she been crying to you about this situation, Lord. Lord, we know this is not by the enemy that come against our body, but Lord, we binding him up right now in the name of Jesus, and we command him to loose it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, she's one of yours that cried day and night before you over this. It's been for a long time now, Lord. She cried before you for this same situation. But, Lord, we know that your promise, you said, ask, because nothing is too hard for you and nothing is impossible. So we bring her before you tonight, Lord, and we claim it a change in this situation, a change that body is going right up. And strung right up and do what it's supposed to be doing. Because, Lord, we know she tried all she could, Lord. We know she's trying her best to lose that weight, Lord God. But we know that the enemy is also coming against her with that body, that she keep gaining that weight. But we command it right now to stop it right now. Loose it, that she will lose that weight. And, Lord God, when she go to see the doctor, Lord, you be our doctor from the beginning to the end. You sees more than anything else, Lord God, and you know what is going on with her. But, Lord, we're asking you right now, Father God, to bring a hand to this, Lord God, because she's been pain and she's tired, Lord. She's tired. She cry out to you a lot of time about the same thing. And we're asking you tonight, Father God, touch our body, Lord, and give her the desire of our heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come, Lord, ask you to look down on Sister Ken K on her heel and her knees, Lord God. Lord, we know, God, that you knows all about it, Father. And, Lord God, we know, God, that you know that she needs her knees and her heel. She needs it to work right, Lord God, so she can be able to do the work and the things that you have for her to do. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, in your name on tonight, that you, Lord God, will strengthen her body right now, Lord God, from her head to the sole of her feet. And we know, God, that you said in your word that you sent your word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. So, God, we pray in your name, God, that you will go into that hip joint, heal right now, Lord God. You will go in down into the knee joint. And, Lord God, you will work out those situation and whatever it may be that's bothering her right now, God. We speak total, complete healing on her body right now, on her hip and on her knees right now, that they will begin to move and they will be to operate in the way that you have made it, Lord God. We bind up that devil right now that's trying to hinder her from moving around, from being able to move her hip, being able to move her knees in the way that it needs to be moved and done. So, God, we speak and we declare total, complete healing on her body right now. Because you said in your word in Matthew 21 and 22, and whatsoever thing you ask in prayer, believe, and you will receive. So, God, we asking right now, God, for her, that you will move on her and you will touch her body right now in the name of Jesus. Because we know there's power in the name and there's healing and they're delivered in the name. So we speak it and we declare it right now. And Satan, we bind you up right now. You don't have no control over her. You don't have no control over this lady on tonight. She will be able to walk around. She will be able to move her hip and her knees the way it's supposed to be. I claim it by the power in me that you have given me, God, to be a child of God for you. I claim it right now. I speak it with the authority right now that she will be able to move her hip and her knee, and it will get in line the way you want it to be in the name of Jesus. Because you said, God, in Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. She's already healed. She's not a woman trying to get healed. She's already healed. And we claim it and we declare it right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Glory be to God to all the prayers. Praise God. And Father, we do thank you for the prayer requests for those that will join in. Glory to God for calling down these strongholds and rebuking the hand of the enemy concerning this seducing spirit and oppression that's in the land, and for these things that are attacking marriages and the spirit of the enemy that is attacking our children, and for their direction for our young people in the name of Jesus, and all the foul spirits of the enemy that have come to steal, kill, and destroy. You told us to pray and pray without ceasing in the name of Jesus. You said call those things that are not as though they were. You told us to have faith in you, and you told us in your word, glory to God, that you will turn it around for the good for those that love you and called according to your purpose. We stand on your word as we come boldly to the throne of grace, rebuking and binding and loosing the hand of the enemy for every foul and unclean spirit, every principality, every stronghold, every spirit, glory, out of depression, oppression, suppression, every spirit of mental illness, every spirit that come for murder, those spirits that come to seduce, every foul and sexual and sensual spirits of the enemy in the name of Jesus, all the spirits of that will come, glory to God, to devour and to divide the marriages and relationships in the name of Jesus, the confusion and the chaos. Oh, we rebuke, bind, and loose it in the name of Jesus. We pray for a blood covering over all those that were joined and standing in gap for prayer, and even for those that will pray and to pray and fast. And some things over that God's going to take fasting along with prayer, even though it may not be a long time, but being effective, glory to God, in that we pray and doing it diligently unto you. In the name of Jesus, we're still giving you praise and glory in advance as if it's already been done, because we believe what your word says, and we apply the blood, we apply the word, we apply whatever, glory to God, the word says according to these situations, and we curse and cancel any transferring spirits and any reoccurrence. We trust and believe, glory to God, and we walk in faith and not in fear, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind in the name of Jesus. You gave us authority, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We take that authority over the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, for our own lives that we have clean hands before you, that our heart be right in walking in forgiveness and walking in love and walking in submission and walking in obedience. We pledge our allegiance to you in the name of Jesus. So I pray for those, glory to God, that will stand together between Tuesday and Thursday, glory to God, for the prayer and the fasting in the name of Jesus. Those that believe by faith, join, and those, glory to God, however else, glory to God, if you don't do anything else but pray, we pray, glory to God, for your will to be done. But we're standing on, glory to God, what you say in the name of Jesus. At least I am standing on your word in the name of Jesus. We bless you. We honor you. Pray blood covering over this prayer line and over every individual, every one of these prayer warriors, praying over their homes and praying for their families, praying for the prayer warriors, glory to God, in their church homes. In the name of Jesus, we pray, glory to God, that you will order our steps. And as you order our steps, help us, glory to God, to walk in the path that you set before us, circumspectly to your word. This is a narrow, narrow way. So God help us to not let Hollywood Boulevard entice us and pull us off on the other side and have us murmuring and complaining. But Lord, help us to stand and speak and decree what your word says. So as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. We speak life. You said we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We're standing on that. And you said you'll prepare a table before the presence of our enemies. You said he come in one way, you're causing the priest seven. You told us to put our trust and our faith in you and to trust in the Lord with all our heart and means, not to our own understanding, all our ways. Acknowledge you and you direct our paths. God, we want to be able to soar like the eagles, rise up above these situations, looking unto you, the author and the finish of our faith, looking unto the hills which come as our help, not letting what we see and what goes on around us move us out of our place of victory in you. And we'll not give up our birthright or forfeit it, allow the enemy to come in to steal it. God, we bless you. And let us not deny and justify when we're in error and put it on the devil and put it on this person, that person. If it's us, let us stand in it. If it is another situation, then we'll pray against that. But most of all, God, help us, glory to God, to walk in the love and forgiveness and allow you to, glory to God, govern these bodies in the name of Jesus. And we pray, thank you for the amazing grace and for the miracles that you still wrought in our lives and all the healing and deliverance and all those praise reports that already came forth, coming forth, and that will, glory to God, be manifested in our lives and others around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Satan, we serve notice on you and all your courts. Every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme, glory, untimely death, sickness, disease, all this other stuff that's coming up, we plead the blood of Jesus, and we bind you and loose you from your assignment. We even pray, glory to God, even for Pastor Bird, glory to God, in her endeavors, glory to God, in that she had before the Lord, and also, glory to God, in her trip, and even also Mother McCormick's trip, glory to God, even for the birthdays and other for celebration, other ones just for relaxation, whatever else it be. But God, all of us out traveling, just here and there to work or wherever, so we got to go, or just in the marketplace or business or whatever, even for pleasure, keep us covered under the blood, keep us alert, and help us to walk in our discernment and help us to submit to your will and not, glory to God, allow ourselves to just get caught up in the moment that we don't, glory to God, be watchful and prayerful, but walk, glory to God, with our peace in the name of Jesus with our whole armor on. We give God the glory, the praise, and honor. We call back our peace and our joy in the name of Jesus and pray for our elderly, pray for our, glory to God, mothers in Zion and glory to God, our fathers in Zion. Glory to God for Mother McCormick, Mother Camp and also Mother Freeman. Touch their bodies, keep them healed and cover them under the blood. Khadija, too, as well, God. We bless you, and we thank you so much for keeping them right now in Jesus' name, as well as ourselves. We call sweet rest and sleep, and we rebuke that insomnia spirit for coming up against people when they got things on their minds or allowing the enemy to come in to bring oppression, depression. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we come against this spirit, glory to God, that has attacked our young people as they keep bringing in the news about this mental challenge, how it's increasing, glory to God, for their affecting their learning as well from this pandemic and from all this scare, from all these scare tactics, and also for them crimes of the mass shooting. God, so we're just praying more and more that you'll bless and deliver and heal their minds and hearts too, and all the oppression that's coming even from that. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and we cast these cares back to you and even for the parents, not only for the children, but even for the parents, but the children are really being affected. God, we bless you today, and we give you glory. We're believing for those yokes to be destroyed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, praise God. Like I said, those that want to join us, and those that go over that can, and those that, you know, however, the Lord leads you, that's all I can say. And in the meantime, we bless God for you. We look forward to making connection back with you, whether it be individual or when we get back together in prayer, and looking for God to move, regardless of whether we see it right away or whether we don't, or we just hear it in part. Nevertheless, we're just going to believe God like we believe everything else, that he's moving in the background and he's going to manifest like soon.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Love you.
No one else have anything else to say? We're going to say good night. Angels be encamped about you. Have a blessed, marvelous, and wonderful week with blessings overflowing, financial blessings as well as spiritual. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. What a mighty God.
Thank you, Jesus.
He is worthy.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Just bless all those prayers tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. Glory.
Glory.
For your loving kindness. Thank you for somebody standing in the gap for us when we didn't even know where to go, what direction to go. God, I bless you. Oh, glory to God. Thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, for saving us and delivering us, keeping us, Lord, even our minds. Oh,
yes,
glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Help us to keep the faith, Jesus. Don't walk by no sight, walk by faith. Thank you.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. So worthy. You're so worthy. The only my people who learn to praise me, to give me glory. Glory, give the glory. Give him glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We get so caught up in so many things, making our requests, that we don't give you your glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for God. Yes,
God,
Lord,
I bless
you. Glory,
God. Oh, glory. When I think of your goodness, your mercy, your grace, how you take us through so many things, how you walk, look out for us, and even in danger, sometimes we don't even know it's right there upon us. Well,
glory
God, thank
to God. We thank you for it, Father. Thank
you, Jesus. I bless you. God bless you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for it, God.
Oh, what
thank
an awesome
God.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
I appreciate
you for that amazing
you, Lord.
Grace.
God, thank you, Father.
Worthy, worthy is the Lamb.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, bless the Lord. Shalom, and have a blessed, wonderful night and week. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.